CBS Sports Radio 650 and on 95.7 HD3 KIKK Pasadena, KKHH HD3 Houston, a radio.com station. Helping Houstonians live their best foodie lives. It's time for I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
Happy Saturday. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. I'm Jesse Watt.
And I'm Danielle Dubois.
And welcome to our show. If it's your first time joining us, we are so happy that you are here to learn more about all of the amazing food we have here in Houston. If this is not your first episode, welcome back. We missed you. It's been a whole week.
It has been a week. And you know what? There's just so many things that are so exciting that are happening in Houston.
Especially in the new year. I feel like everything got pushed back because of COVID. And now we're like, boom. Let's get her going.
Honestly, like 2021, like it's going to happen. Things are moving and shaking and like I feel good vibes for it.
Me too. So if you are new to the show, Danielle is our foodie gal. She is Hangry Houstonian on Instagram. Make sure you check her out and follow her. Myself, I do the morning show, The Morning Mix with Sarah Pepper on Mix 96.5. And together, we are the Hangry Girls.
We are.
Danielle, how was your weekend?
It was good.
What'd
it was
you
nice.
Do?
I went to a one-year-old's birthday party, which, you know, for a girl that's as single as a dollar bill, like, it, I had a moment. I was like, maybe I should, you know, find somebody's baby to hold for the picture. I kept being like, they were like, let's all take a picture and stuff.
Right.
And like, all my friends had a kid or two. And I was like, can I just use one of y'all's babies?
One.
Just let me put a baby on the hip so I feel like I'm, you know, with it with y'all.
I feel like it's one of those memes where they're like, we're married, we're expecting, we're engaged. And it's like, I'm Danielle.
Yeah. I'm drinking for Danielle, all of you.
With her bottle of champagne. You know, it's so funny. I have this bottle of champagne that Mo from The Morning Bull, our sister station, gave to me when she found out that we were engaged. And if y'all listen to The Morning
Bull.
By
we, not us.
Yes.
Jesse and her fiancé, Tyler, not us.
We could be engaged.
No,
we're friendship
there.
Engaged, okay? If you listen to The Morning Bull, you know that Mo is expecting. She is pregnant.
That is awesome.
Right? So I've been saving this bottle of champagne for her to drink when she's no longer pregnant. So I
that is so sweet.
Everyone has their kids and we're just over here with our bottles of champagne, like not rushing it.
Exactly. So yeah, I went to the first birthday party. Then I met up with some friends for another birthday, but not a one-year-old, for a 30-year-old. And
different.
Then had a dinner at Bravery Hall, which we're going to talk about later on.
Yes.
And then went to McIntyre's because, I mean, where else do I go on a Saturday night?
That's what we do. We also figured out, by the way, just chit-chatting before the show, that we missed each other by like 2 hours at Unicorn Disco.
Yes.
On Saturday. So if you were also apparently at Unicorn Disco like the rest of Houston, you can let us know. I like that bar. I thought
love
it was
it.
Cool.
I love it. Yeah. So two of my buddies, Link and Blake, they are the managers there. And
okay.
So like they're just good people too. So you can go bowling there and have a good drink.
It was fun. I liked it. If you go there, we'll talk about this on another episode. But if you go to Unicorn Disco, go in the bathroom, press the red button. I'm not going to explain. Thank us later.
Exactly. Let's just say things happen.
2021 is already kicking off. So exciting. There's good, there's bad, but we have all positive energy here on the show. And a little bit later, we're going to be talking about all of the exciting new places and restaurants that are opening up around Houston. But first, as usual, we have to dive into our date night spots in the show. So Danielle, let's kick it off.
So my first spot is a place that was inspired by an Instagram story that came about this week. And it was Aaron Feiges from uh-huh. Feiges Barbecue.
Okay.
And so Aaron got on and was talking about how she has Feiges Barbecue with her husband, Patrick Feiges. And it's located in Greenway Plaza.
Oh, no way.
It's located in Greenway Plaza. Yep. You can like park in, I guess it's Garage 3.
Okay. So Greenway Plaza's kind of confusing to me when I first came to Houston because it's so big. There's different buildings.
Oh, yeah. So when I went, I was like, where do I go?
Where?
Exactly. So once I did it, I was like, oh, my God, that was so easy.
Right.
I can go all the time.
Okay. Okay.
So this place closes at 2:00. So this is more of like a lunch date.
Mm-hmm.
But she got on her stories and was telling her kind of story about how, like, it's just dead in there right now. It's so sad that there's just, it's not happening and stuff, because so many places, like, you know, we're in the studio right now and there's, it's closed for everybody.
Yeah.
It's empty for everybody and stuff. And so it inspired me to want to go try out Feige's. I've heard nothing but incredible things about their barbecue. They're at Urban Harvest, and now they have this spot here in Greenway Plaza.
Okay.
And they're about to open up a Spring Branch location.
Nice.
Anyways, they are such a cute couple. If you like look them up on Instagram, number one, I'm just like really passionate about
how cute they
about
are.
Support about supporting like people that are doing great things for the Houston community. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is an amazingly trained chef as well. She was trained under Thomas Keller.
No, and
Thomas
way.
Keller is French Laundry. Yes. Like, I mean, we're talking like one of the top chefs in the country.
Right. Man.
So she is like well trained chef, and she has this bad barbecue spot. It's open on Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So okay. It's like a day date kind of spot.
That's
all
like
right.
A brunch, lunch. I'm okay. Yeah, yeah, I like
yeah,
that.
They have all kinds of like meats and stuff, but they also have rubs, merch, and all kinds of fun stuff like that.
Oh, so you can buy things as like gifts to give to other people?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They have a whole deal where like they have packaged meats that are encased where you can like buy and like give to people as well.
I love that for a gift for anyone who knows someone who's like a grill master, because guys are so hard to shop for. But I feel like if there's one thing that a lot of guys have in common, it's grilling.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What would be a better gift than to get them like a specialty rub?
Like they have a whole hog, $20, and it's vacuum sealed. Chopped brisket, a pound of it for $20. I mean, yum. So their sides are so amazing. They have like loaded potatoes, kale salad, spiced cracklins, elote salad, which I love. Mm-hmm. They're known for their sweet and sour Brussels sprouts and their Moroccan carrots. And also, Jesse, they have macaroni salad.
Oh, that's all I needed to hear.
Yes, yes, indeed. So yeah, so you go in there, you pick like, you know, do you want one meat or two or three? And then you get aside.
Okay, I'm excited to check this out. Like I said, I think that's a great option for a brunch spot because that's what we're bringing into 2021. But also, if you're just looking to get someone a gift, Valentine's Day is coming up, ladies. And if you need an idea, hello, this is brilliant.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. Really? They have like pulled pork and brisket and stuff too. Yum. Honestly, when I go back, I want to try the chopped brisket sandwich.
Right. Well, what do they say? The way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Seriously, that. But how am I still single if that's the case?
Oh no.
How, Jesse? No, I'm single by choice, y'all.
Oh my God.
But yes, go support Feige's. They are the cutest couple, and I am so excited about continuing to support them at their Spring Branch location and their Greenway location.
Okay, what's our second spot?
Second spot is Sin Chow. Sin Chow is a restaurant owned by Christina Ha. She is also the owner of Blind Goat, and she's blind.
Oh, okay. Wait. So we've talked about her before. Wait a minute. Netflix.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Master Chef. And so I was able to finally go have dinner there the other night with my friend Lauren. And oh, my gosh. The food there, so good. I just kept ordering more and more stuff. And like, I typically don't do that. You know me.
Right.
I like two
She's
bites.
She's a two-bite rule,
I
people.
Eat two bites, and I'm like, done. You know, like, yeah. I can't.
So what did you
crazy.
Order?
Oh, my gosh. Where do we start? We had the scallops. We had the dumplings. We got Alaskan king crab that had this tamarind sauce, which is like a sweet Asian glaze on top. Oh, my goodness. It was so incredible. And then they have amazing drinks there as well.
Okay.
Okay, they have a pina colada with little boba balls, but these boba balls bust.
I love these. You get them when you go to like froyo places.
Exactly, yes. And so this cocktail, I kid you not, so Lauren got that one and I got this ube drink, which I love the flavor of ube. It was an ube daiquiri, I believe.
Okay.
And it was good. It was super tart. And so I tried hers. And I was like, oh my gosh, give me that drink. Like, I need it.
Another
one. So good. So, so incredible. They also have this dish that has this, like, it literally looks like a dinosaur bone on top. And it has, like, this chopped meat on top. Underneath, it's like a skillet with flat noodles, which I love flat noodles. And because the noodles are on the bottom and the skillet continues to kind of cook them to where they're nice and crispy and, like, super tender. And so, I mean, I went straight for the nudes. I was, I mean, so, so, so good. Loved it.
So we've actually talked about this specific chef in a past episode of I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry. So just know if you're listening right now on CBS Sports Radio 650, you can always go onto radio.com and listen to that past episode, because this chef, what she has done, her backstory is amazing. She was on Netflix MasterChef. You can check it out, but definitely a cool spot to check out. So Danielle, we have time for, it looks like, one more date night spot. What's our last one?
So our last spot is called Whatever Fresh, and it's in Bravery Hall. This is where I had dinner on Saturday night, and it's Chef Martin Weber. He came from Patente, and if you remember me talking about Patente, love Patente. I met Chef Martin over there, and this is a really cool concept. It is a 5-course menu.
Yeah.
And it's set by him every so often. It's $95 with alcohol pairing. And wow. he will create the concept for it. So right now it's called Essence of Winter.
Okay.
Okay. So it like started off with some scallops and some uni. And then we had some Alaskan crab with caviar on it. Then we had a duck with like some like au jus. It was such a well done menu. I really loved it. And he is just like such an up and coming chef in the Houston area. So love to support him. Again, Bravery Hall is just so much fun. We had dinner there, and then we went in the back to Secret Garden.
I was going to say, that's what's so great about Bravery Hall is you have different options. And once you finish one thing, there's always another experience for you to check out.
Absolutely.
Secret Garden, that is just drinks, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so fun. And it's really cool because like this is a set menu, you know? So I love a good tasting menu where, you know, you can just, he sets it, you just try all the things.
And we really are getting ready to try all the things with all these new restaurants coming to Houston in 2021. There was so many things for us to talk about last week, we didn't even get to finish it. So this week we're bringing you the list of brand new things coming to Houston in 2021 2.0 coming up next.
From date night to must-try restaurants, it's a show all about Houston food and nightlife. I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
As we're moving into our second week of 2021 so far, Danielle and I like what we see.
Things are looking up, Jesse.
Things are looking really good for 2021, especially in Houston when it comes to the restaurant scene. Now, last week we talked about all of the brand new restaurants and even just different cool date nights and experiences that are opening up in the Houston area. And Danielle and I were chatting, and there were so many others that we didn't even get to talk about. So we decided to do a part two.
Exactly. I'm honestly so proud of Houston and so excited for it. I was like, I just want to tell all the people about all the things that are happening in Houston. Like, there's so much stuff that's going to be happening in 2021. So like, get excited for it.
I love that there are so many diverse and creative people in Houston that come up with these crazy concepts for restaurants. Last week we talked about that interactive museum.
Yes.
Which looks amazing, by the way. I totally stalked your TikTok again just to see the setup of you pulling back those lollipop balls and then watching them all light up. If you haven't seen it, follow Danielle on TikTok. It's so cool. It's going to make you want to go tomorrow. So this is new in 2021 2.0.
My first spot is The Star, which is a place where people live there. There's like apartments and stuff, but there's also a new restaurant. It's called The Nash.
Okay.
And The Star is a very historical building here in Houston. Like, it's very notorious. It has a lot of history behind it. So it's really cool that they're implementing like a new concept into something like historical. I don't know. I feel like that has like just good atmosphere and vibes.
That's
right?
Good juju right there.
Right?
Combining the old with the new.
Yeah. So when I read about this, the guy that's opening this restaurant, he goes around and kind of helps restaurants open up. He helped Travelers Tables open up.
Really?
Yeah, he's a great guy. I've met him a few times. He's involved with this concept, so I'm sure it will be great. It doesn't have a date exactly on when it will be open, but I'm excited to follow along on their Instagram account. Their food is said to be a love letter to American food.
Oh,
this is so Jesse.
This is so me. And for anyone else who loves their chicken tendies, this is going to be amazing. I'm so excited.
Like, when you upscale chicken tendies place.
Upscale. When you originally said Nash, obviously my first thought was like Nashville hot chicken, something like that. But a tribute to American food here in Houston sounds incredible.
Right? Doesn't it? It's like pizzas, steaks, deviled eggs.
Oh,
I saw that
yes.
on the menus. And I was like, I got to tell Jesse about that. Tater tots.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I need it to open tomorrow.
Right? Short rib pappardelle.
Okay, beautiful.
And then they have some fun stuff that I would like wild mushroom toast and Korean bacon. That was just a few of the things that I wrote down. But doesn't that sound like so much fun?
It sounds like so much fun. And I love when new restaurants open up that do American food because, you know, we talk about it's really hard to mess up a pizza.
Yeah.
But every restaurant that does pizza does it so differently.
But, you know, that reminds me of Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports.
Yes.
You know, I have been down a rabbit hole with Dave lately.
Yes.
He is raising all this money for small businesses, restaurants especially, mm-hmm. around the country. So if y'all don't follow Dave on social media, his Instagram, I believe it's like
Stool President or something.
Stool Presidente.
Presidente.
Presidente. And then there's like Barstool Sports, of course. And they have raised millions of dollars. Anyways, but he goes through and eats pizza at all these places. And he's like, oh, no, the sauce. He knows his pizza so well. So to Jesse's point, like, it's hard to get something wrong. But it's like also like there are people out there that are like, I know my pizza.
Exactly. But when you have a menu that's so common in other places, they obviously have something so special about their ingredients and the way that they're making it, because no one makes tater tots the same. Chick-fil-A makes our tater tots different than the, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
It's all different. So I love checking out restaurants that have very common menu items because I know that they're going to be made specially.
Our second spot is a new restaurant called, and I might be pronouncing this wrong,
we're just going to wing
it. You know, I haven't heard it.
Bear with us.
I haven't heard it said yet.
Okay.
But I've seen it written out. Digues, I think it is. It's D-E-G-U-S-T. And it is owned by the guys that have Heights Beer Garden. And so they had a family and friends night the other day. And you know Shelby with It's All Chic to Me,
yes.
and Chloe. Those girls went to the family. I guess they know them. And so it is looks like the coolest place. And I could not mention it. It only seats 20 people.
Oh,
this
wow.
is a very intimate place. And again, it is like it's already a set menu. So kind of like the Bravery Hall restaurant that we talked about. This is a new concept that's going to be in almost like the Spring Branch area. And they have their own farms. And so they're using all of their stuff from their own farms.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And the food there looks absolutely incredible. They have like a venison tostada. And one thing that I saw that I thought was so cool is they have palate cleansers. What restaurants? I've never had a palate cleanser.
I mean, I've heard of them. But I feel like if you have a palate cleanser, you're going to like a 10-star fancy restaurant.
Jesse, I go to nice restaurants. Like, my job allows me to, like, go to some nice places,
right.
do some cool stuff. Never. So,
but
like, I thought
that's a palate
so cool.
cleanser, like, something that's supposed
like
to...
Like, sorbet, or, like, but it has, like, no flavor.
I would say it's supposed to, like, take all the flavor off of your tongue so you can taste it fresh, like your next food, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm explaining that really poorly,
I mean, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, it like absorbs the last flavor, or it like basically gives you like a dull flavor like on your taste buds, so like you're able to really taste the next one.
So it gives you basically courses, and then in between you have to take this, what is it called?
It's a palate cleanser.
A palate cleanser. This is stressful for me. Okay. What, does it tell you what their palate cleansers are?
No.
Oh my God,
I haven't, there's a lot of information that we just don't know
right.
about this place yet.
Oh my God.
And so, look, Chloe and Shelby ate it, so I'm thinking that it's good. I mean, these girls were raving about it on their stories. They were sending me messages. They were like, Danielle, you have to come here to check this out. Like, it is so good. Like, they had like tomato soup, which, okay, it's tomato soup. They're like, no. This is the best tomato soup I've ever had. I'm
my God.
Okay. They have like a salsa flight. One of them had short rib and one of them had a pork tenderloin.
Oh, man.
Like, okay, yum. So good. And they will host 3 seatings on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. That's the only nights that they're open, I assume.
It sounds like this is going to be a really exclusive place.
Very
like,
exclusive.
It's going to be very tough to get a reservation, which is exciting because when you finally get it and you can finally go, it's going to be like, nailed it.
Oh, that's like the like really cool places that are like, oh, it's very like, you know, you need to know somebody to like get a reservation and stuff. But honestly, I looked at the prices and it's $65.
So it's not going to break your bank.
Not going to break your bank. Now, if you want to do the alcohol pairing, it's going to be an additional $45. But if you think about it, like, you're already going to start spending,
right.
you know, $12 on a cocktail. And at that point, you're like, might as well just pair it with the food. So
absolutely. That's so exciting. That's one of those things that when you finally do get to go, it's like, check it off the bucket list. I've been, I don't even want to try to pronounce it, but
Degwest. Yes. And I have more to talk about them in the next episode. I'll explain later.
Okay. We're teasing for our next episode. You better subscribe, y'all. You better figure out when that podcast comes out. All right, Danielle, what's our third and final spot for the new year in 2021?
Our third spot is Railway Heights.
Okay.
Railway Heights is going to be like a Bravery Hall type atmosphere, to where there's going to be different food stations. There's going to be over 25 food and drink concepts. Oh. That is a lot.
We just went to very extremes. We were like 20 people at a table. Or at a
restaurant. We're going from small to massive. But I kind of like love that about Houston. You know, if you want to still feel like you need to be socially distanced, like, you know, maybe don't go to Degwest. Maybe go to Railway, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, hey, look, I'm going to Degwest, so y'all don't go, because I'm trying to get those reservations.
I want that reservation.
Yo, okay. But this concept, I heard about it last year, and I was like, man, that is the future. It is, looks so cool. Within the complex, there's three different bars, okay? There's a beer garden. There's a wine bar, and there is a dog park bar.
No.
Isn't that fun?
No, there's not.
Literally a dog park bar. Like, okay.
Okay, you got me.
Like, whoever did this, you a genius.
Like, say less. I don't even need to hear what else they have. Like, I'm going.
Two claps for you.
I don't even have a dog. I'm like, take me to the dog park.
Exactly. Okay. And so, then they also have a farmer's market. I mean, this place has got to be, I actually have passed it. It's going to be, it is ginormous, but it's going to be popping.
It's going to be massive. Okay, so they have three different areas, beer garden, wine. Do they have food there?
Yes, they have over 25 restaurants and places just to drink. Okay. 25 restaurants.
I'm stressed.
And so actually right now on their website, they're still coming like with the, you know, vendors and all that stuff. So it's like, apply to be a vendor here.
Right, so they're trying
to still figure out who's going to be the vendor. I'm sure there's going to be a ton of different concepts.
Well, clearly, if you're a vendor, why would you not want to be a part of that? Obviously, it's huge and it's going to be popping. You'll make money there. I'm surprised that it's not totally filled up yet. I'm so excited for this to open.
I know. And it's in the northern part of the Heights. So like, it's still close.
Yeah. So what is that by? What is the northern part of the Heights?
So it's off of Washington, but it's like, it's where like the 610 loop kind of ends.
Okay.
Off of Washington.
Okay. I'm excited to check this out. I can't wait to see, number one, how big it is. I kind of want to drive past it and see what we're working
massive.
With
it
here.
Like it reminds me of like when I think of like railway and like train station.
Yes.
It kind of like has that kind of feel of like a train station.
Yeah, this is going to be really,
really
exciting.
Really tall ceilings.
And of course,
super cool.
If you have a dog, a place to take your pet. Why don't we love that more?
I know. I feel like this is like a great place if you're a single girl with a dog. Like, go there. Like, you're going to meet the love of your life.
It's like a singles club.
Yeah, exactly.
Come pet my dog. It's really just me and Danielle. Okay, find out which one of us, either myself, Jesse Watt, or our Hangry Houstonian, Danielle Dubois, find out which one of us was planning on doing Dry January and if we're still winning or we failed, coming up next.
Helping us live our best foodie lives. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
The Hangry Girls, and I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry, Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. We may have done a little bit of bar hopping ourselves this weekend. I don't know.
I mean, look, antibodies. I'm still being careful, guys.
We're so safe.
Man.
So if we were thinking about participating in Dry January, we definitely didn't make it.
Did I not tell you I was supposed to do it?
No, you weren't.
I literally was like, I'm doing this. I'm reading two chapters in a book a day at
least. Why?
And then I thought to myself, I was like, and to be fair, guys, like, maybe I kind of am dramatic on the show about like my drinking and stuff. I am not a big drinker. I've just never have been, maybe like in college a little bit, but like
Everyone was. I'm not one
to go home and like open a bottle of wine. If I go to dinner, like maybe I'll get a cocktail and like sip on it, but like,
you're not getting 12.
I've never been a big drinker.
Listen, we like to exaggerate. We're going bar hopping.
My mom listens to the podcast. She's like, you sound like I need to sign you up for AA, and I've never seen you drink. And I'm
listen, we do go out, but the problem is we're like at home in bed by 8 o'clock. I was telling Danielle we had plans to go to Stampede this weekend. Me and my roommates, obviously, we got a table. We're gonna be super socially distant, masks and everything. By like 8:30, we were all in bed like, man, that just doesn't sound like the move right now. Like,
it's cold outside.
Netflix is on. We are not as big of partiers as we seem. But every once in a while, we let loose.
Yeah, you know, there's something about, like, I am an extrovert introvert. Like, I really am more introverted. I do enjoy going to the bar.
Yes.
Just to, like, people watch. It's my favorite pastime. And so, yes, I do go out a good bit. But, like, if you see me out, like, I'm probably not going to be too crazy, you know? Like,
can you explain to me why in the world you wanted to do Dry January?
Just because I thought, like, it would be good. And also, like, I'm calorie counting right now. So, like, I'm like, why have those calories in the first place?
You know,
like,
I'm
trying to be more mindful of, like, you know, what's going in my body and stuff. So in my mind, it was like a good thing.
It's always at the end of a year when you're getting into January, when, like, your mental health, I feel like, is at its best, because you're like, man, this year I'm going to read books and I'm going to do this. And then by, like, January 3rd, you're like, do I even like to read? And the answer is usually no. And what would I rather do? Nap. And that's usually what ends up happening for 2021. And then the whole cycle continues in 2022.
Exactly. There's actually a day. It's like the day of breaking New Year's resolutions. I think it's like the 23rd or something like that.
Oh, okay. So we have a little bit of time until.
Exactly. Yeah. You're supposed to, like, keep your New Year's resolution until the 23rd. It's like, that's the day that, like, it apparently is, like, when most people fall off the wagon.
You know, they say it takes 21 days to make a habit. So if you can do something straight in January for 21 days, hopefully you'll be able to keep it for a little longer than
23. Well, now I've already drank, so I'm off the wagon. But I was laughing with my friends, and I was like, you know what? Like, I really was sober the majority of 2020. So, like, why am I doing this?
I was, you know, so quite opposite. Yeah. Because what else are we going to – like, we were all sitting at home, and, you know, with my job, I have most – of the afternoon off because I get up so early. So when my roommate came home from work, I immediately was like, are you ready to open a bottle of wine yet? Are you ready to hang out with me? The answer is always no. But Danielle and I have been enjoying going out these past couple weekends and supporting the local restaurants and bars that are able to be open right now. So that's how we continue Bayou Bar Hopping.
So my first spot this week, it was a place that I went on Saturday for my friend Kayla, her birthday. We went to Spring Street Beer and Wine Garden, and oh my gosh, this place is so cute.
Yeah.
It has this, like, little quaint atmosphere, and just has great seating outside, some seating inside, but, like, I think everybody really, I mean, I went up to the bar to get a drink, but I think everybody really was outside and stuff. They had heaters out there.
It was beautiful.
Great day to be there, and it was super nice. When I go out, like, I am happiest and, like, you know, like, there's, like, different drunks or, like, there's different tipsies. Like, my best tipsy is on champagne.
Really?
I have a good tipsy champagne. I get indigestion or heartburn, whatever, but, like, champagne always does it. It's
Danielle,
just, like, a good, it's, like, a good bubbly happy.
Can you tell me why we are the same person? Because the second you said champagne, I was, like, heartburn.
Yeah.
And then you said if I have one mimosa, I'm, like, does anyone have Tums?
So that is my friend Lauren and I were talking about that all weekend. Like, oh, we just love our, you know, tipsiness on champagne. But it's just like, I feel like I'm a dragon breathing fire.
Exactly. But everyone has that specific alcohol that makes them just like the happiest when you're two drinks deep and you're just a happy buzz.
Exactly. A happy buzz. So that's what I got at Spring Street. But if you're not interested in breathing fire like a dragon, they also have some great drinks like a chocolate old fashioned. I thought that was super interesting.
That's interesting, yeah.
A pepper Rita and a strawberry slammer, which is like a vodka base. I actually was about to order that and then had to go, but that looked delicious.
That actually sounds interesting. Those are all very different takes on a classic drink. Because when I think old fashioned, I think of an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm. That's,
you know,
like
what I mean?
A sipper. That's what
they
call, like,
that has
I'm
a mustache.
Sipper, just over ice.
Like, they have a mustache, maybe a cigar in their hand. Like, I picture an older gentleman. If you add chocolate to it, I picture 25-year-old Jesse Watt saying, hi, can I have a chocolate old
fashioned? Exactly. Literally look like chocolate milk.
Sounds amazing. Okay, what's our second spot in Bayou Bar Hopping?
Our second spot is, remember I was talking about DeGuest?
Yeah, yeah.
DeGuest has a cocktail lounge.
Do they really?
Yes.
Now, we just talked about it, but to refresh your memory, DeGuest was the restaurant that's coming out new in 2021.
It has 20 spots, very, like, low-key.
Yeah,
yes,
super,
like,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe low-key is not the right word. It's like a...
exclusive. It'll be very top of your list to get into.
Yeah, so these are the guys, again, from Wooster's, from Heights Beer Garden. Mm-hmm. So, like, they know about cocktails.
You know what up.
And it's interesting, this bar, from what I was reading about, I went to Chicago one time and went to a bar that had these, like, very intricate cocktails that were like expensive.
Right.
But like there's so much craft that goes into these cocktails that like one came out and there's like tons of smoke. They like filtrated smoke into the cocktails. And so this is a place that's just like that. And so it's their cocktail lounge that is attached to Dake West. It's called Diversion.
Okay. See, everything's so very fancy. Are we right? French?
Exactly.
The makers of this? What are we?
I think this is Spanish. Diversion. Or maybe that's I need a Spanish accent. I go French.
I do everything in a British accent, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm going French. I mean to go Spanish. Sorry, guys. I apologize. But from what I've read, that it's supposed to be like a kind of the vibes of like a Japanese cocktail bar, which okay. I guess it's like dim lighting. There's going to be a purple light bulb at each chair, and it can be screwed tight to call over a server. And customers are encouraged to order strictly from the cocktail menu. Okay, so like, what? It's basically, you know, like those Brazilian steakhouses, when you like want food, you like flip over to green. It's like you screw in this little light bulb, and it's like,
what?
So cause that's why it's like super dim lighting in there. So if you know about like Japanese cocktail bars and stuff, it's like almost you can barely even see in there. It's like so dark. And so you like screw in this little purple light bulb. I'm like, dying at this. I think it's so interesting.
Y'all,
okay?
This would be an interesting place to have a first date because you wouldn't even know what they look like.
What they even looked like.
How exciting. Okay, so you screw in a light bulb when you want someone to come to your table. Obviously, that's great for the waitress and waiters because then they know which tables are called.
Right, exactly. Like, okay, need to like walk in the dark to go over here.
Dang.
But I was reading about one of the drinks that they have there, and it is called Day at the Beach, and it's a dark rum and gin, and they're mixed together with some like Texas grown fruits and all these different things, and it looks amazing. The drink is poured into a dark chocolate mold topped with locally sourced lemon foam, and then it resembles like ocean foam and served alongside of crumbled and salted shortbread and edible sand. Okay, this is a cocktail with a meal, apparently, y'all.
What?
This immersive cocktail, they cost around $35,
yeah,
which is a lot. But think about the labor that goes into making that cocktail. It's thoughtful, and it's years of planning and like
it's expensive
gathering
too.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, number one, you're getting a lot in that. Number two, the quality of the booze is really what you're paying for.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're going to Dake West, you're getting that 1 out of 20 spots, you're going big that night, you're like, hey, I'm going to go get cocktails before or cocktails after, you're already feeling bougie because you like got the 1 out of 20 spots, mm-hmm. Okay? It's your night to shine.
It is your night to shine.
Go big. You literally, you got
go
1 of 20 spots.
Screw in the light bulb. Tell them you want the fancy drink. They'll know exactly what you want.
That should be like our motto in life.
Screw in the light bulb. Oh, God. All right, Danielle, our third and final spot on how you bar off.
Our third and final spot is not as glamorous, but it's cool.
Okay.
Like, I wanted to throw something in that some locals will know about. It's more of like a dive spot.
Okay.
It's nothing fancy. It's nothing crazy, but it's like homey. It's good people, good bartenders. They'll probably remember your name.
Oh my God, don't keep me waiting.
I know, right? Okay, it's called Two-Headed Dog.
Okay.
It's downtown, and they have a great indoor space and also outdoor spot. I love when the outdoor spots have like the multicolored chairs. You know, mm-hmm. like those kind of bars,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like a lot of patio space, a lot of cool funky drinks. They have a drink. It's called I'm on a Boat. I'm like, I'm here for that.
I'm on a boat. And it's going fast. And okay.
Right. They have a drink that is made with rum, pineapple, coconut water, and like a bunch of other stuff. But I was like, you had me literally at rum,
pineapple. That's all you need.
You know, I write down notes to talk about on the show. And like, I didn't write down anything else besides rum, pineapple, and coconut water because I was like, I'm here for that. And then also they have one that's called the Guava Slayer. And it is like this frozen drink that has guava, which if y'all aren't down with guava, like it's
we can't
good.
Be down.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. So coming up next, and I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. The craziest thing happened to Danielle and I when we were in the studio last week doing the show. We didn't talk about it on air last week because we figured let's get into it for Dive Into Danielle's DMs. This is crazy. We can't stop talking about it. Find out what happened coming up next.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
Danielle, what are we mixing up this week for our cocktail of the week?
So, Jesse, lately I have been just obsessed, in love with Irish coffee.
Lately?
With, like, literally all the things. No, lately, like, as of the past, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
As long as I've known you, Danielle, you have loved a good Irish coffee.
Oh, no.
What's your drink at McIntyre's that you like with Irish?
Oh, that's a different coffee drink. You're thinking of espresso martinis.
If it has coffee in it,
Those are my friends. Which is so funny because, like, I'm not a coffee drinker. Like, right. I don't wake up and brew myself a cup of coffee. But, like, if you bring me a cup of coffee, I'll drink it. But I'm too lazy
to be a coffee drinker. No, like, I feel that.
The thing is about, like, people that are coffee drinkers, people that are smokers, like, you have to, like, one, like, want to put the money, time, and effort into it. Like, I don't care about, I mean, obviously I'm just smoking, but, like, yeah, coffee, no, but, like, it's, like, a lot of time and effort. I don't need it. Anyways, back to the cocktail.
It makes you go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's true.
I'm like,
that
I don't have time for that.
That is true about coffee.
Okay. We love our coffee drinks. We're going to add some booze into it. We're making an Irish coffee.
An Irish coffee, okay. And which, fun fact, Irish coffee was brought to the U.S. in the early 1950s at a restaurant in which it was recreated at in San Francisco. The restaurant is called Buena Vista Cafe. And it was a request of a travel writer at the time. And that's so fun. So, like, I guess he was over in, you know, Ireland, liked the coffee, and then brought it over.
Well, that's interesting. It's so funny to think, like, I feel everyone in the world drinks coffee except for us. So I feel like everyone's going to appreciate this, especially now that we're working from home. I think, don't lie, everybody in quarantine at one point made a coffee and you slipped a little something something in it because you were so sick of that Zoom meeting where you had to stare at your boss. You just want to turn your camera off.
Exactly.
That's fine. We've all been through it.
Well, I found the greatest hack because, you know, I do like an espresso martini, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But Irish coffees, y'all, I am on the hunt for the best Irish coffees in the city. I have now tried them at BLT, Better Luck Tomorrow, which I swear is the best one that I've had. Rosie Cannonball was delicious at their pop-up bar that we talked about last week.
Yep.
And then also I've had one at Wicklow Heights. I'm like trying them all the places. But I found a recipe for it, and I wanted to share it with y'all. So the recipe is 1 cup of freshly brewed hot coffee,
okay,
1 tablespoon of brown sugar, a jigger, which I love when they say a jigger.
What is that?
A jigger is a shot.
Why don't they just say a shot?
I know, which is so funny because in Louisiana and New Orleans, we call it a jigger.
Okay.
Which, so, like, I grew up saying, like, a, you know, a jigger of, like, Goldschlager.
What? This is a new world to me.
Goldschlager is, oh my gosh, this has nothing to do with an Irish coffee. This is literally, like, just so typical of Jesse in my brain, like, squirrel. But a jigger, yep, it's a shot. And there's Goldschlager, which is, like, some sort of alcohol. I don't know, but it has, like, edible gold flakes in it.
Oh, that's fancy.
Oh, it is fancy, but it's, like, again, dragon fire. Like,
heartburn galore.
You literally just burn all the way down. Exactly. So, yes, if y'all are bored tomorrow, I don't know, just get a jigger of Goldschlager. Thank you later. But, yes, you'll take a jigger of Irish whiskey and heavy cream, and you're going to slightly whip that. You know, there's, like, this new little, like, you press
frothers.
The button. The frothers, exactly.
They're on TikTok.
Whip that. Yeah, exactly. They're on TikTok. So you whip it. Whip it real good.
Whip it real good.
And then you'll froth the whipped cream up, and you kind of just drizzle that on top. And there you go. I mean, super easy. And, again, this is probably maybe not the best concoction version of it, but, like, if you are looking for some in the city, go to BLT. You'll thank me later. When it drops under 40 degrees, if it's 40 degrees and under, they're 50% off at BLT.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
You know, I never thought, because we obviously already said Danielle and I are not coffee drinkers, but if I'm ever having a really tired day where I need a pick-me-up and I need a coffee, I put like 8 pounds of sugar in it. Never in a million years would I would have thought to put brown sugar.
Brown sugar. Yeah, absolutely.
I never even heard of that. You might just change my whole life. Maybe I'll be a coffee drinker now.
Maybe now. Yep, maybe now.
Maybe we will. If you guys have any ideas on cocktails you want us to try, or maybe there's a specific cocktail that you want to know where to get in Houston, obviously Danielle knows all the places and the best suggestions, so all you got to do is slide into our DM.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. Time to slide into Danielle's DMs.
So this week, we're not taking a dive into Danielle's DMs. I'm sorry to disappoint y'all. Instead, we're just going to take a dive straight into her phone because something interesting happened while we... Something interesting happened while we were in the middle of the show last week. We had to take a little pause because Danielle's phone was going off. And who was it, Danielle?
It was an unknown number.
This is so wild to me because it wasn't, when I say her phone was going off, I don't mean she was getting a text or an email or a phone call. She was getting a FaceTime from a number that she didn't know. And I didn't even know that that was a thing. I thought you could only FaceTime people in your contacts.
I have this setting on where, now people are going to start FaceTiming me.
Don't give your number up.
Exactly. Yeah, I have the setting where, like, I guess anybody can, like, FaceTime me. Yeah, so this happened.
So we're in the middle of our show, like in the middle of getting all of our stuff done. We're rolling. We're talking about restaurants. And Danielle pauses and she just looks like flabbergasted and looks down at her phone. I'm like, what? She's like, I'm getting a FaceTime from an unknown number. Now, Danielle is the type of person to answer any unknown number. If she gets a call from a spam risk, a telemarketer, she's answering and she's going to tell them that she is some
Miley Cyrus.
Like, literally, she will answer the phone and pretend she is any celebrity in the entire world and just mess with
them. And go with it.
Which is hysterical. So, of course, what does she do? When she gets a FaceTime, she answers it.
Well, okay. To be fair, I was very interested who was FaceTiming me.
True.
Like, who was this, you know?
Exactly.
So I answer the FaceTime and I, like, can't really hear them. I'm like, hello?
Hello? They weren't talking.
Hello? This is Danielle. And there was, like, nothing there. And I'm like, this is odd. But I'm like, okay, let's go with it for a second.
So at this point, we pause the show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I go over to where Danielle is sitting and we're like, hello?
Yeah. And hello? So, like, we're, like, now, like, raising our voices and we're like, I know you can probably hear us now. Like, we're in the little box called your phone. You called me. And so this guy gets on the phone and he's like, oh, hey, this is a butt dial. And I was like, oh, my God, like, who are you? And he was like, oh, we, like, matched on a dating app years ago and stuff. He was like, I tried to, like, take you out on a date and stuff, but, like, you didn't want to hang out with me and all this stuff. Well, clearly I never even saved his number. He lives in Austin. And so then Jesse's like, hitting me in the background going, oh, he's cute. Keep talking to him. Keep talking to him. He's really cute. And I'm like, Jesse? And he's like, yeah, you know, like, we talked for a little bit and, like, you didn't want to go out on a date with me and stuff. And I was like, oh, what? Probably because you live in Austin. And so it, like, every, like, thing was, like, starting to click. I was like, oh, I kind of, like, remember you now and stuff. Probably, like, 4 years ago.
Can I tell you, though? I don't think this was a butt dial. Like, obviously, you weren't that interested.
He was
interested.
In the car. It looked like he had just gotten in the car.
I don't know. I think it's very hard to butt dial someone in the D's, let alone FaceTime. I'm always very skeptical when they say butt dial. Unless your name is Aaron and you spell it A-A-R-O-N. You would have to open contacts, because obviously you're not in his messages. You would have to go to contacts, then scroll down to D, click on Danielle, and then click FaceTime, which is a lot of steps for your butt to do. I'm just saying. Now, I definitely was the friend on the other side of the phone, like, keep talking. He's cute. Like, you got this. Like,
he's
talking.
Really good looking. Like,
he was cute.
He is very, very attractive.
But obviously, if he has your number and you don't have his, we know from the beginning what that was going to be. But I'm just saying, there is no way that this guy, he probably purposely dialed your number and then set it on his lap and listened to us go, hello, hello, for 3 minutes straight before he was like, all right, I got it right where I want her. Hey, girl, we matched on a dating app. Hey, I'm not sure if you remember me. I'm just driving. Like, I don't know if I believe it. In any case, it was very entertaining.
Well, then I went to my Instagram, my personal Instagram, and, like, saw that he was still, like, he's following me. I'm not following him, hard to get, duh. But, and also on Facebook. It was funny, actually, I think that, you know, your phones listen to you and they just know what you're thinking these days. And, of course, one of his posts, like, popped up, like, the next day. I was like, what? Because I was like, oh, we're friends on Facebook too? Because my first reaction was to look him up on Instagram. But then it came up on Facebook and I was like, oh my God, we're friends.
Your phone listens to you and it knows that his number called you. Like, that's so weird to me. But
I kind of wanted to be like, send him a message and be like, hey, you butt dialed me. Just, like, want to make sure that, like, you know, you're okay. You know?
Yeah, be like, is your phone working?
Is your butt working properly?
Are you good?
Are we good here?
I still can't believe
it. But he never messaged me, and so I dropped it because he lives in Austin.
I think we should still refer to him on the show as FaceTime butt boy.
His name's Luke. I don't care.
We're just gonna put it out there.
Should Luke I say his last name? No! I don't care. No,
we're gonna beat that out.
It's a Luke with an L.
All right, Danielle, let's go through really quick before we end the show this week all of the places we talked about. in our show so y'all can write them down and figure out where Google Maps can take you.
Our first spot is Feige's Barbecue at 3 Greenway Plaza. And y'all, please go support them. They are a great, hardworking couple that are trained so well. Thomas Keller, hello. Okay, so go try their food for sure. Second spot is going to be Sin Chow. It's off of Decatur. It's at 2310. And then third spot is Whatever Fresh. It's in Bravery Hall at 409 Travis Street.
Okay, next thing we did was talk about all the new places that are going to be opening up in 2021.
Super excited about this. This is going to be the new restaurant, The Nash. It's at The Star, and it's at 1111 Rest Street. Then we talked about DeGuest, which is at 7202 Long Point Road. And then the third spot was the Railway Heights, which we're super excited about.
Yes,
and that's at 8200 Washington Avenue.
Perfect. Then we went Bayou Bar Hopping.
First spot was Spring Street. It's at 1920 Houston Avenue. Second spot is Diversion at 7202 Long Point. And again, that's with DeGuest. It's their cocktail lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And third spot is Two-Headed Dog at 3100 Fannin Street.
And we have a new cocktail of the week every week, and we take a dive into Danielle's DMs, which means if you have any questions about anything Houston-related, it doesn't even have to be food-related, life-related, dating-related, cocktail-related, send us a message. Please follow us on Instagram at Hangry Houstonian and JessieWatt965. We'd like to give a huge thank you to our executive producers, Chase Murphy and Sarah Fraser. Thank y'all so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, guys.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry with Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. Miss anything on today's show? You can always check out the podcast on the Radio.com app. Download the app and favorite CBS Sports Radio 650.